your place. Only move when the money's calling. Take my advice, you'll be falling. You need a hard back, stern face. Play your position and know your place. Only move when the money's calling. Take my advice, you'll be falling. Yeah, you don't know. Just a little guideline here for all my real man them from the roads trying to get into this music thing, yeah? Big shout to my brethren, DJ Semtex, Anti-Cage. We got the Nerd Generals, yeah? We do it live on Anti-UGK. It's a London thing. International, worldwide, you don't care, or you don't know. UK, Dirty Stank is the label, what? Run through this industry.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit. In terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 on a Wednesday. You know what that means? It's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Coming up in the next hour and a half, a whole bunch of stuff going on in this city and in this country. We got Tortoise in town tonight. We'll be giving away some tickets. Stay tuned for that. So be hearing something off of nothing new by them, actually. I've got their first record here and a new project by them by the title of Bumps, which is kind of a little bit more of a separation from what you come to expect from these Chicago scenesters. Also, the Boredoms are in Calgary this weekend, so we'll be hearing some Boredoms and Boredoms offshoot projects. Also, we have the new Boris with Miki Okurihara from Ghost. Their new album's called Rainbow. We'll hear something off of that. Got something brand new from this year's installment of the Music Roots series. Of course, that is hundreds and hundreds of elementary school children just making noise. And the series of albums is called Parade of Noises. This year, it's out of downtown Brampton. We'll be checking that out. And we're going to start off, though, with the first set. It's going to be some melodic post-rock. We'll have something by the most recent Don Caballero. It's about a year old now. We'll hear something from Vancouver's own The Approach. They're sadly defunct, but we're going to start off with something brand new. We've been holding our breath for this one here. This is Pelican.
Mary.
Some instrumental post-rock to start your day off with on a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Three instrumental post-rock bands, or as I like to call it, boy music. Actually, I heard a good joke that post-rock is simply heavy metal for college students, but, you know, be that as it may. You heard there, just there, you heard The Approach from Vancouver, British Columbia, off of their first one a few years back, Wings of Monarchs, with the track was called The Furnace Wakes. The Approach no longer with us. Sad to hear that, actually. We had something by Don Caballero there as well, off of World Class Listening Problem, and with the track was called And He Lowered the Twin Down. And possibly Don Caballero's most structured release, actually. It shows what happens when you fire all your band members and then get a whole bunch of new ones that will do whatever you say. And, of course, I'm talking about the drummer, the great fascist Damon Che. And then we started off there with something brand new. Holy cow, we were waiting for this one, and it does not fail at all. Pelican off of their newest one, new, City of Echoes. And you heard the title track off of that. And that comes to you courtesy of the nearly flawless Hydra Head record label. So, anyways, moving on to some more sonic territory here. Something brand new out of the Thrill Jockey group, Daniel A.I.U. Higgs. Eternally mystifying and beholden to none, Daniel A.I.U. Higgs has graced us with his latest exploration of the cosmos in paint, word, and sound, entitled Atomic Yggdrasil Tarot. Daniel's mostly known for his work in Lungfish, but this is a complete offshoot separation, and it interested me. So let's check this out. This track is called Cocoon on the Cross. This is Daniel A.I.U. Higgs. AIU Higgs, their brand new album. It is entitled Atomic Yggdrasil Tarot, out on the Thrill Jockey label. The track was called Cocoon on the Cross. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is Luke, and we're going to move into some more post-rock. I guess it is going to be kind of a post-rock show today because the masters of the genre, Tortoise, are in town for the International Vancouver Jazz Festival tonight at the Commodore Ballroom, and I have some tickets to give away. But don't get phoning yet. You don't get them that easily. 822-2487 is the number to call. That's UBC CITR. But you have to answer me these questions three. No. We're going to hear something off of their most recent box set, A Lazarus Taxon. It's a collection of a whole bunch of their kind of favorites and stuff, but also remixes done by, of course, various excellent musicians and whatnot. Stop calling. I haven't asked you yet. Anyways, the name of the track I'm going to play today from Tortoise is called Gamera. And the question is, who is Gamera? And you have to, and then as soon as, if you can answer me Gamera, there's going to be a follow-up question, but I can't ask it on the air because you need to know. That would give too much away, I'm afraid. So here is Gamera by Tortoise. Remember, the trivia question is, who is Gamera? Give me a call at 822-2487. And the rest of the set, we're going to hear something by Fonda Tigers, who are opening. Do not miss this. It's going to be great. And we'll also hear something by Bumps, which is the brand new Tortoise side project. But to start off with, this is Tortoise with Gamera.
Thank you. Thank you.
Something Brand New there by Bumps, a amazing Tortoise offshoot. This is brand new, like today new, on Stone's Throw. Of course, I'm talking about Peanut Butter Wolf's classic, also reissue, but also brand new label out of Los Angeles. He mostly deals with a lot of Philadelphia funk and tracks that no one on this planet has heard except for possibly the musicians that have made it. But Bumps, brand new Tortoise offshoot there, self-titled on Stone's Throw. Before that, the opener act for tonight, Fond of Tigers, a virtual Vancouver supergroup. I know that they were just over at the Victoriaville Experimental Music Festival in Victoriaville, Quebec, and apparently they went over gangbusters. That was off their most recent one, A Thing to Live With. The track was called North, and then we started you off there with Tortoise themselves with a track called Gamera. And yes, we all know who Gamera is. He's the big flying turtle-like creature from the kind of monster movies from Japan, like the same as Godzilla and Rodan and stuff like that. And only two people knew the answer to that. I still have a pair to give away, so I guess I'll make it easy for you. 822-2487. Give me a call, and the skill testing question is, where are you standing now? The answer could be indoors, outdoors, in a room, in a house, in a building maybe. 822-2487 if you want to go see Tortoise. There you go. Moving on. Sled Island is happening this weekend. Sled Island is a humongous festival going on in Calgary for the next 4 days. And holy moly, this is the biggest thing to hit Calgary since, in my memory, I would have to say Highwood, which happened in 92, 93, or 91, 92. God, I'm a fossil. Either way, you're looking at Eric Buckman, Come On, Bobby Conn, Destroyer, The Dudes, Lay Savvy Fav, Mates Estate, Cat Power, Spoon, Chad Van Galen, The Walkman, and a zillion other bands all playing in various venues all across Calgary. But most importantly, and this is making me sad, is I'm going to have to miss The Boredoms. Yes, that's right. The Boredoms are playing this weekend in Calgary, Alberta. And so we're going to start off with a classic by them, and then we'll hear something by the new remixed album by OOIOO. Of course, that is Yoshimi Peewee's side project. Yoshimi Peewee being the 4'10" female drummer, plays a 17-piece kit, and she is something to witness. So anyways, here's some classic Boredoms off of Soul Discharge on a Noise.
Oh! Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Yes, indeedy. Dunkin's Donuts, yet another quality program here on the almighty CITR. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have a very, very good compilation CD for you. A Concert for Peace and Reconciliation, Healing the Divide, featuring His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Tom Waits with the Kronos Quartet, Philip Glass, Fode Musia Soso, Anushka Shankar, R. Carlos Nakai, and a whole bunch of other really cool world musicians, and it comes to you on Anti Records. Stay tuned. It was originally recorded in New York City, September 21st, 2003. This is pretty cool. So stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we got some mixed jams. 2 o'clock, we have Democracy Now with Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumble Tone Radio, a go-go, the best in psychedelic garage-fueled rock and or roll. 5 o'clock, Rachel's Song, part of the Necessary Voices lecture series hosted by Mr. Thomas Hicks. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in Canadian indie music. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juicebox, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show hosted by Julia. And then 11 o'clock, my man, Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here. What did we just hear in that set? Well, some extreme Japanese weirdness. We went all the way back to the early 90s with Boredoms off Soul Discharge with Holy Moly. There was a couple of tracks in there, believe it or not. Pow Wow Wow. And then J.P. Dick with Tin Turner Pussy Bad Smell. And then we heard O.O.I.O.O., brand new record, the I Remix EP off of the O.O.I.O.O. put out an album called Taiga in September. I Yamasuka, the lead singer of the Boredoms, took the tapes, grabbed them and remixed them and just cut and paste and did a whole bunch of wacky stuff to them. And that is available to you on Thrill Jockey Records. Moving on here. This CD was sitting on my desk, I can't believe it, for more than a couple months. It was buried underneath a pile of, well, other CDs. Sorry about that. But this is one of my favorite export duos from Montreal. They are known as Aiden Baker and Leah Burkreff. They are better known as Nadia, and their newest one is entitled Touched, and holy cow, when they get together, it makes something that sounds like this. Nadia off of their newest one, Touched, it's called, on the Alien 8 Recordings record label out of Montreal, Quebec. The track was called Stays Demons. Four tracks of complete glacially paced denseness. Two bassists, very, very good stuff. Their first one, absolutely outstanding. It was just absolutely astounding. Yeah, very good. Yeah, we're going to move on into some kitty territory now. The new Music Roots is out, Parade of Noises. They've been doing this now for 3 years, and the Parade of Noises compiles the hard work of over 700 grade 4 students in the Peel region of Ontario, Canada. Their enthusiasm and excitement towards alternative music making can be heard throughout this odd recording. The Parade of Noises brings culture to an outdoor form and allows young students a chance to play music alongside some of Canada's finest musicians. This includes, by the way, Kid Koala and John Boyle from the Nihilist Spasm Band. So there you go. In the Parade of Noises 06, we tried to include as many possible genres of music in order to reflect the multicultural harmony in our community and beyond. Throughout the year, each class developed a remix of a pop tune of their choice. You can hear these remixes, among other musical ideas, on this CD. This is available it's through SoCam, but you can check it out at www.musicroots.org. Now, this is for any kid that just likes making noise. And this whole series of CDs have never failed to amuse me. And this one's no exception. This is the Music Roots Parade of Noises within the classroom.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Parade of Noises 2006. This is the fourth consecutive year that we do this. My name is Richard Marcella. Since October 2005, we've been working with about 700 grade 4 kids, and it's a real thrill to see the majority of you here today. Just like to thank you all for coming again. Tonight could get a little bit loud. It's not our intent to annoy you, but we're just celebrating the fact that we've come up with this very strange sound with all of our homemade instruments. So thank you for your attendance.
now legendary Langley Schools music project out of our very own Langley, BC, recorded back in the 70s by Mr. Hans Fenger, who still teaches, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing him, and he's an amazing guy, had a vision, get his kids, his classroom of kids together to sing contemporary pop songs from the 70s. That, of course, was Fleetwood Mac's Rhiannon. And before that, we heard something from the Parade of Noises, the Music Roots compilation, 400 grade 4 students all clanging away. Kind of sounds like early Psychic TV to me, but, you know, what can you say? Anywho, that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise, and we end you like we do every week with our installment of the Nurse with Wound list. As you know, Steve Stapleton from Nurse with Wound in 1980 released a wonderful album with 300 of his favorite bands titled on the back cover of the record, which has caused vinyl junkies and music aficionados alike scrambling to try and find all of the titles. Well, the folks at WFMU have kindly put together the cohesive list and albums that do exist out there. And today, this is kind of not as obscure as you'd think, but it actually kind of is in a way. He mentions, I'm really happy to see this make it the list, Kraftwerk's very first album, self-titled. And this is before they became the robotic people that you know that invented breakdancing and techno. They were a little bit more melodic and krautrocky. This is when they still had two members of Can in the band. And yeah, we're going to hear something off of that, the Nurse with Wound list. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. We've got some pretty good compilation CD coming up. And that's it for me. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
The Peter Wall Institute for Advanced Studies at UBC is sponsoring a free evening talk at the Chan Center entitled Why Civil Society Matters to Global Health at 7 p.m. Tuesday, June the 26th.